The following shi'or has been delivered by Rabbi Eitan Aviv, member of the Bet Chavad Kolel Dayanut, and has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halacha Center.
For more shiurim or information, please visit vshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
Parashat Acharei Mot Kedoshim. In the parasha of Acharei Mot, the Torah discusses many Yisurim of Arayot. And today I want to speak about Halachot of Yichud with Erva, and to see the Heterim of which situation are you able to be mityached with an Erva, especially with the new technology in our days that many places have video cameras. You want to know if a video camera is good enough for to create some kind of a mirtat, some kind of a heter to be mityached. Is it called as maybe it's not considered yichud with an erva if you have a video camera looking at you at all times? So we know that before we start to go into the sugiya, we have to know the metziut very good. How does it work? So we have two types of cameras which are being used today. One camera is that you see everything on a screen live, b'shat ma'aseh. That is one type. And the second kind is a camera which takes the pictures, but you don't see it on a screen. It just records it on a disc, and whenever you want to see, you take the disc out and you're able to see it, to play the video back to the time that you want it. Ma'aseh, most of the poskim are matir the yichud if you have the first kind of camera, which is being seen live on a screen at all times. The second camera is going to be more of a problem, and it's not going to save you from a problem of yichud. But we're now going to go into the actual sugya. The sugya of yichud, we have many different heterim that the Gemara says in Kiddushin Peibet, that there's no Pei Aleph and Peibet, that is not a problem of yichud. One of them is Petach Patuach L'Yashut Arabim. If the door is open and the Bnei Yashut Arabim could see what's going on in the house, that is no problem of yichud. Even if the man and a lady in the house, it's mutal. Same thing applies to Chalon Patuach L'Yashut Arabim. There's a window open to Yashut Arabim that people could see inside, also is mutal. Another heter, there's you have a Shomer together that watches you, also is going to be mutar if the shomer himself doesn't have a problem of yichud. Another heter is something called in the Rishonim nichnas v'yotzeh. That means that you have a person that comes in and out to check on you. You don't know when he comes, when he goes, so that also creates a certain fear that he might come on you, come in to the house any second. Therefore, a person is mirtat, is afraid to do a ma'aseh avera, and that also is not a problem of yichud if you have a person which is nichnas v'yotzeh. Now we're going to go in order. Each heter we're going to discuss, and we'll see how to apply it to this she'ela of video cameras. Petach patuach l'rshut arabim. Door which is open to rshut arabim. The Gemara in Kiddushin Pei Aleph says, En choshishin mishum yichud if you have petach patuach l'rshut arabim. The Rishonim argue what is the sevara behind the heter of Petach Patuach L'Shut HaRabim. Is it because the people in L'Shut HaRabim could see what's going on in the house, and therefore we're not choshesh because of that a man and a woman would do devarim tsinuim in the house? Or maybe the pshat is the heter is because somebody could come into the house. Since the Petach is Patuach, anybody could walk into the house, and the person is afraid that he's going to be caught, and therefore he's not going to do anything, and that prevents from a problem of yichud. These are the two tzadim. Is it because he's being seen, or because somebody's going to come into the house? Being seen from the Rishut HaRabim, or going to come into the house? The nafka mina is, what's going to be if you have a case which the door is open, but the yichud is happening on the side of the house, which that on the side, which cannot be seen from the door. If the door is open, you can only see whatever is in front of the door. If you're on the side of the door, you can't see what's going on. If you go with the first tevara, that people can see you, they can't see you. That's going to be asur. But if you go with the second reason, that it's because people could come into the house, so in that you still have a heter, that since the door is open, and if the door is open, it invites, sort of speak, people to come into the house, and a person could walk in, still creates a certain pachad, a certain fear, and therefore there's no hashash of yichud. Another nidor in the poskim, what's going to be if the door is closed but not locked? The door is closed and not locked. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Bet Meir, the Bet Chetshuva brings it down, and they hold that that's not called Petach Patuach. If the door is locked, if the door is closed, even though it's not locked, it is a problem. However, the Sefer Ha'irah to Rabbeinu Yonah, Tashbatz, the Rashba is mashma like that, and many Achronim also go with that, or Hashulchan, Chazonish, and others, that it's going to be mutar if the door is closed as long as it's not locked. And really, this machloket also is talui in the same chakira we started today. If you go that the reason Petach Patuach is because people could see, if the door is closed, you can't see anything. However, if you go with the second reason, that people could enter the house as long as it's not locked, lichora, you could say people could still enter the house, and therefore this creates some kind of a mirtat. The door is not locked. The guy doesn't have to knock on the door to come in. He could just open it at any time and go in. And therefore, a person is afraid, has fear. He's not going to do any avera. L'inyan ma'aseh, the Nesefer Emet Le'Yaakov says that hachra'ah is the b'yichud de'oraita. You have to be machmir and leave the door open, mamash open. If it's a shela v'de'oraita, yichud v'ta'irva de'oraita. If it's a yichud v'ta'irva de'rabanan, so then you are, could be mekel, that if the door is closed, and not, even if it's not, it closed and not locked. Like, the Yichud Rabbanan would be like Yichud with a Goy, is the Rabbanan with a Goya. That is more makom to be mekel on a closed door, even though it's a closed door if it's not locked. The second heter we have is Chalon Patuach L'Shut Rabim. It's not mefurash in the Gemara, the heter of chalon, of the window open to Rishut Rabim, but even in the Rishonim it's not mentioned, but the Achoranim all bring it down without any cholek. No, Rabbi Yehuda, Ezra Mekodesh, Ma'asham, Moshe Feinstein brings it down, the Re'iya is enough. The pshat is that if you hold the Petach Patuach Rishut Rabim works because you could see, so we understand that Chalon is for sure good. If you go with the second reason, the Petach Patuach is because people could come in, by Chalon you don't have any raya, any proof to Chalon by the window it's only because you could be seen. But I guess it's a svara. You have to say it's a svara pshuta, that if you could be seen from the window at any time, there's not a problem of yichud. However, it's pashut, that's only a place that connected the window, right? Only whatever is in front of the window. If you go into that stadim, the sides of the window, you can't see it from the outside. Pashut, there is a problem of yichud still. The third letter we have, Nichnas v'yotze. Nichnas v'yotze is, we learn it out from, halachot av yayin esach. There it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. If you leave a goy in your store with the wine and you go out, even though you were out for a long time, the goy is still afraid. He's not going to be menasech. He's not going to do anything with the wine because he's afraid any second he'll come in and you will catch him. By the way, many hashgachot, echsherim, stores, restaurants, the best thing is to have mashgiach timidi. But there are different hashgachot that rely on nichnas v'yotze. That means a mashgiach, he pops in every few minutes, not in zman kavua, not a specific time, and this creates a certain fear that nobody's going to do anything wrong. The Pesach Achronim want to apply it to Yichud also, that the Heter is again to create some kind of a mirtat, some kind of a fear, and therefore Nichnas V'yotzeh also is a certain fear that a person has, and he could be mityached if there is somebody coming in and out at all times. He's not going to do anything. Now let's go back to our video cameras. The video camera, the first one, which is attached to, it's connected to a screen, and you could see there's a person that's sitting by the screen. You can see at all times what's happening in the room, in the house. That is mamash lechora, like chalon patuach l'shut arabim. What does it make a difference if you see the guy through the window, you see the guy through a camera? It's pashut, it's not going to be a problem of yichud. However, what's going to be if you have the first case I'm saying is if you have a screen that people could see it from the outside. But if you have the case which is the screen is by in a is connected to in a certain office, in that place there's a guard that, or one person, he's the only one who could see what's going on. Is that dome to petach patuach l'shut arabim or not? It's not like exactly petach patuach l'shut arabim. If you have a camera which is attached to a screen which is in l'shut arabim, and in the entire neighborhood could see, the entire street could see what's going on in the room, that's a like chalon window which is exposed to l'shut arabim, a room which is exposed to l'shut arabim. But if you have one guy seeing it, is that enough? Like a petach patuach l'shut arabim or not, we have to bring a raya to that. Halacha is that when you have two people kesherim, we're not choshesh mishum yichud. Either we have two people with one woman, we're not choshesh mishum yichud. Either because he is afraid to do a maaseh avera in front of his friend, or because he is gonna say it over to other people. Maybe you could have said that if you have a shomer, one guard, that sees a camera in a different room, he sees the screen, what's going on in the room where the man and the woman are mityached, so he could see what's going on. So that's enough as if he's there. Same way, if I have another person in the room, there's no hashash of yichud. So too, if you have a person that sees you in a different room, maybe it's also going to be enough to prevent the problem of yichud. However, we have to know that shomer is a goy or Israel parutz, which is not shomer Torah mitzvot, doesn't absorb the mitzvot. So maybe it's not going to help. The same way, when you have one man is kasher, one man is parutz with one woman, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, and he says that it's in the Betchet Shuvah, the Shevi Yaakov talks about it, he said it's not going to be good enough, because you don't care about the parutz. So lechora, maybe over here also it's not gonna work. The shomer, the guard that's looking at the screen. However, there is a chilukim, and you could say that's what the Shev Yaakov says, that when you have Israel, kasher and parutz, one is kasher, one is parutz, one is not shomer Torah mitzvot. So we're saying that they're not afraid from the parutz, because he's a parutz, he does avirot. But maybe you could say that when the parutz is not in the same room as them, and he's seeing it from a different room, so he's not part of them on the maaseh over here, and therefore if he's gonna see them doing an avira, he might tell other people. So that could prevent them from doing the avira, and therefore you could say that if you have a shomer in a different room that seeing what's going on inside, whether the shomer is goy parutz or even if it's a lady, also could be good. to be a shomer, and mimeila, there's not a problem of yichud. So what's going to be if you have the shomer, he doesn't see all the time what's going on in the room. That means sometimes he looks at the screen, sometimes he doesn't look at the screen. Is that going to be good enough to be a shomer or not? We know, nichnas v'yotzeh, doesn't have to be all the time in the room. Coming in and out is also good. So too, you could say that if a person is from time to time looking at the screen, it should be good enough to create a fear, and therefore it's going to be good enough even though the guard, whoever has the looking at the screen, is not looking at it at every second. There's another question, if libo gasba helps or not. Gemara says that if you have a madrega, a level of libo gasba, that means you're very comfortable with this isha, which is your erva, and as a sobe yichud, you don't have to be mitiached with her, but it's not only it's a random lady. It's libo gasba. That means that you talk to her, you're comfortable with her. Could be a relative, could be somebody from the office. And the Gemara says that if it's libo gasba, so then petach patuch l'shut harabim does not help to prevent yichud. The more of a chashash that something is going to happen, and therefore petach patuch does not help. So the question is, if you have the video cameras in an office, which you have sometimes yichud between a man and a woman, do we say that video camera is going to help to prevent the problem of yichud or not? So the Gemara says that the heter of yichud, when ba'ala ba'ir, is another heter that I didn't discuss before. Is ba'ala ba'ir. That means if the lady knows that her husband is in the city, and technically he could come home, even though he's not supposed to come home, so you create a certain fear, and it's not a problem of yichud, as long as the husband of the wife is in the city. What's gonna be if you have libo gasba? So then ba'ala ba'ir does not help. If you have a man and a woman, which they're very comfortable talking to each other, then even if ba'ala be'ir, even the husband is in the city, it's not going to help to prevent the problem of yichud. The achronim argue, what's going to be with the heter that we discussed before, petach patuach l'shut harabim? The door is open to l'shut harabim. A man and a lady, which are libo gasba, they are comfortable with each other, and in the same room. Is that going to help a petach patuach to prevent the problem of yichud or not? The Bet Shmuel and the Chumash Shlomo, they say lo mehani, it does not help petach patuach libo gaspa. We are very scared something's going to happen. Therefore, even if the door is open, it is not going to help. The Taz says it does help petach patuach. It's not yichud bechlal. Achal maaseh, it's very hard to be machriya this machloket. The Rav Chida has a long arichut about this question, and he comes out that so he goes back to say that it's even a machloket rishonim, this question, and a person has to be machmir on this, and if the situation, if you have petach patuach l'shut harabim, and it's libo gasba, a person cannot be somech on the door open, and therefore, you have to find different heterim. So, back to our question, if you have you want to use the video cameras, which we are saying the video cameras is on a level of petach patuach l'shut harabim, that people could see what's going on in the room. That's not going to help. That's only going to help if you don't have a libo gasba. However, if it's libo gasba, very comfortable with that isha, so then it's not going to help to prevent the problem of yichud. There is one sevara to say that maybe a video camera is better than Petach Patuach, because Petach Patuach, there's not one person which is in charge to look in the house. We're just saying the door is open, people are coming, walking back and forth from Rashut and Rashut Arabim. Maybe somebody's gonna see what's going on in the house. But when you have, so that we say, it doesn't help Petach Patuach, Rashut Arabim. It's not gonna help to prevent the problem of Yehud when a man and a woman are comfortable with each other. But maybe if you have somebody which is in charge to look at the video at the screen at all times, so maybe it's gonna prevent problems of Yehud, even though the Dibog Asba. Because we're saying that the Heter is not so much of Betach Patuach. It's because you have another person over here. Or because you have a Nichnas V'Yotzeh. Nichnas V'Yotzeh helps even if you have a Libor Gasba. And really, that's the way it's Mistaber to say it. And if you have a person that really is looking at the cameras at all time, if that person is designated to look at it, so then you could be Mekel on the video cameras, and we're coming out Halacha L'maaseh that if you have a video cameras that both the man and the lady know about it, and there's a screen that a person could see it at any time what's going on in the room, there is no problem of Yehud, even in Libo Gaspa. However, if it's a camera which not being seen at all times, it means just recording, but not for sure somebody's going to look at it, so then it doesn't create so much of a fear, and that type of video camera is not going to help to prevent the problem of Yehud.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of Halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a Halakha consultation, monetary Beit Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.